It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Milan! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Daytona Tortugas, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here on a beautiful and mild evening here in Daytona Beach, right along the Halifax River. Game one of a six-game series for the Marauders here on their first full six-game road trip of this 2022 season. The Marauders come in red hot, winners of seven of their last eight games. Bradenton 7-2 overall to begin the season. A hot start for the visiting team, but they'll take on a tough Daytona Tortugas lineup. That is a little bit tougher than you might expect looking at the 3-6 record. The Tortugas have played some very close games and had the chance to talk to the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock, before the pregame show here. And that is coming up next here on the pregame show. A chat with the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock. That's coming up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. These jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting with the voice of the Daytona Tortugas tonight, Mr. Justin Rock. Justin, a few years at the helm here as the man calling play-by-play for the Tortugas. And 3-6 starts of the Tortugas season this year. Records can be deceptive, though, as we all know. What exactly has the team looked like for those who haven't had the chance to see them in person?
They play a lot of really, really close games so far this season, Spence. They probably maybe set a Florida State League record in that last series against Palm Beach, where they were walked off in four consecutive games, including the second of which the team had a combined no-hit bid with one out in the ninth inning, a couple hit batters, and Osvaldo Tobolin in a walk-off three-run home run, which was not the call I was preparing myself to make at the end of that game. So they've played extremely close. They've battled really hard. And despite that four-game losing streak where they were walked off in every game, they've done a really good job of keeping their heads within them and not letting that really sort of have a carryover effect into any games. So they've played a lot of close games. Every game in that series was decided by two runs or less. Only the game on Sunday wasn't decided in the final at-bat, and it was decided in the second-to-last at-bat. So they've played a lot of close games, and they're very much looking forward to getting home and starting off a fun homestand against you guys in Bradenton.
Yeah, Marauders coming off a couple of close games of their own, played multiple games with
Just a one-run spread or a two-run spread this past Sunday, notwithstanding, with a 17-7 final score for the Marauders. that aside, though, who has emerged as sort of the big kahunas on the team so far for the Tortugas? On the pitching end, on the hitting end, who's made a name for themselves early on?
Most focused on the offensive end has to be Austin Hendrick. Is making his second appearance here in Daytona. Had an injury-plagued campaign last year. Got off to a tough start, was 0-for-11 in his first 3-4 games with the team, but since then, 7 for his last 14 game on Sunday. Has 3 home runs to lead the way for the team this season. And he's in much better shape. Not that he was in bad shape last year, but has really toned himself down. Not that he's bulky, but just really, you know, compact, well put together shape. And he's reaping the benefits. As something I've talked about with a lot of guys, and I'm sure you've talked about with your players in Bradenton. You know, he was a guy drafted out of high school, did not get a chance to play his high school senior year. And obviously nothing about last year was normal. So he's been finally getting back into the groove of things. Jay Allen II, who a lot of his showcases were played right here at the Jack. It was funny watching the draft last season. Here's Jay Allen II, and you can see the Paradise Green backdrop, and there's only one stadium that I can think of that's going to have that. So he's been such a blast to watch, such an elite talent in terms of mental acuity and physical gifts. So he's been fantastic to watch. Yerlin Confidant, another outfielder, is going to be really interesting to see this season as well. But the stalwarts so far this season have been on the mound. Julian Aguiar has still yet to walk somebody in his professional career. 14 Ks, no walks this season. Threw 5 perfect in his debut here at the Jack a couple of Sundays ago. And Chase Petty, who came over in the Sonny Gray trade, 19-year-old arm, can get it up into the high 90s, has done a great job with his command so far this season. So a lot of talented young pitchers here in Daytona and some outfielders making some waves too.
And now we have seen a lot here at the single-A level, Justin. The dynamic of a lot of guys playing together for the first time, you know, by the time guys get to high-A, double-A, triple-A, a lot of them have had some time together, a couple of seasons in one another's presence. But seeing guys get to know each other and get to play with each other for the first time on the field here at the single A level quite a bit. It's always interesting to see these teams start to gel together at the very beginning of the season. What has it been like to witness that so far to this point in the young season for the Tortugas?
One of the great things that I've witnessed in my time in Daytona and the Red system is they have done a great job of signing, drafting really high quality characters, a great sense of camaraderie for the team when they're already flying in. For the start of the season, it helps 14 of the 30 guys on this roster played at least one game here in Daytona Beach last season. 3 of the coaches have experience here in Daytona Beach, so they're a little more familiar with their surroundings, which always helps. And one of the very cool things about it all is 2 of the newest guys, one of which has only been in the organization for a little over a month now, and Chase Petty, have an outstanding relationship from prior to their professional careers. Jay Allen II and Chase Petty played a little bit together in amateur ball, lived together briefly for a period of time when they were playing amateur ball together, and both were committed to the University of Florida. And actually, Chase Petty's first phone call, first FaceTime with anybody after being traded, was to Jay Allen II. And now they're back together here in Daytona Beach, and so it's going to be a fun thing to see them rise up the system together, and just sort of a small microcosm into the great friendships and relationships these guys have with one another.
For a little bit, for the Bradenton fans listening in tonight who haven't made the trip out to the opposite coast at any point just yet, Jackie Robinson Ballpark here in Daytona, nice picturesque little ballpark right along the Halifax River. Paint the picture for the listeners at home a little bit. How does this park play? What are its quirks and what kind of history lies here?
I mean, this is as historic a ballpark as you're going to get in minor league baseball. It's the oldest one in consistent use. Only one that other gets used is Rickwood Field in Birmingham, which maybe only gets used once a year for the Rickwood Classic with the Birmingham Barons. And Jackie played here and stood in the batter's box that, you know, Jace Bowen and Alexander Mojica are going to step in from the right-hand side tonight. Back in 1946 when he was playing his first spring training with the Brooklyn Dodgers, they were supposed to play about a half hour or so away in Sanford. Couldn't because of the Jim Crow laws, and Branch Rickey knew Daytona Beach was a little more accepting for people like Jackie back in that time from his days working with the Cardinals. And brought the Dodgers down here. The Dodgers had some minor league teams play in the 60s and 70s and things like that. So there's been a lot of minor league baseball here. Last year was the start of the second century of minor league baseball here in Daytona Beach. So there have been guys that have played here from Stan Musial to Jackie Robinson in spring training to Johnny Vandermeer being a player and a coach at the same time when they were an indie league team. And then obviously modern day with Chris Bryant and Jonathan India and some of the other guys. So there's been a ton of history here. The ballpark's been open for over 100 years. And I mean, you can see it now for the first time, Spence. There are a few better scenic views from behind home plate here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark at the bridge, taking you from the mainland over to the beach side, overlooking the Halifax River. And the best part, especially when you get into those summer months, got a nice breeze coming off the water here too. Always comes in handy. Might make it a little chilly tonight for you, Spence, but overall makes the atmosphere a lot nicer, especially in those summer months, especially when the sun starts to set.
Yeah, I looked at the high temperature today. It said 70 degrees, and knowing being right here by the river, I was expecting that, so I did pack my sweater tonight.
Smart move.
So, yeah.
I did that about 90 minutes before opening day to make sure I took care of that.
Yeah, there you go. That's all that matters, right? So here in the series opener, we've got a right-hander in Javi Rivera getting the start for the Tortugas. Born in Puerto Rico, but grew up here in Florida, in fact, not very far away. What can we expect to see from him on the mound tonight?
Making just his second professional appearance, was drafted last year, was the Reds' last draft pick, but did not pitch after the season, everything fine. A really upbeat, high-energy guy, very excited to make his first professional start here today. Did a nice job out of the bullpen at the beginning of the series against Palm Beach last week. Threw four innings, gave up both of his runs in his first inning of relief, really settled in nicely after then. Really good changeup through that. The majority of his pitches in that outing looked to be his nastiest of the four different offerings he threw according to the StatCast system out there in Jupiter, Florida. So really encouraged to see him, what he'll do at home. I'm sure he'll have a lot of friends and family come out tonight. If not today, then some point during the rest of the season. But very excited to see what Javi does in his first professional start.
For your time today, Justin.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Spence.
That was Justin Rock, voice of the Daytona Tortugas. We'll be right back next with Starting Lineups. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. Quickly approaching first pitch here in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith welcoming you back here to the opener of the six-game series on the road as we get ready for first pitch this evening. We meet the right-hander Javi Rivera, born in Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico, settled in Florida, actually not too far from here during his youth. He grew up in the Orlando area, attended high school there, attended Florida Atlantic University, where the Reds made him their 20th round draft pick just last year. Right-hander stands at 6 feet tall, 197 pounds, and he comes at opponents with a changeup, four-seam fastball, sinker, and a curveball. He will meet the following Marauders lineup. From top to bottom, Sungche Cheng, Jacob Gonzalez, Rodolfo Nolasco, Jace Bowen, Alexander Mojica, Sergio Campana, and the bottom third, Juan Jerez, Wyatt Hendry, and Mike Jarvis. Tortugas in their home white uniforms tonight with the dark green lettering and numbering. High green socks for those players who choose to show them. Marauders in the road grays paired with the two-tone alternate caps, black dome and gold bill. Quickly nearing sunset as first pitch runs just a few minutes late tonight. Right-hander Rivera stands on top of the mound as Sungche Cheng digs in. On this windy evening, wind up in the game's first pitch is taken outside and we're underway at 7.08 p.m. 66 degrees and sunny, although the wind is howling in from off the Halifax River beyond right field. Here's the windup and the 1-0 toss. Cheng swings through a fastball. Fastball in the low 90s, that last one in 91 from Javi Rivera. Here's his windup and the 1-1 pitch. Here's a swing and a high pop-up, shallow left field. Left fielder Confitan sticking with it. He makes the catch. One away. Meeting the Tortugas defensively in the outfield from left to right, it is Yerlin Confidan, Jay Allen II, and Austin Hendrick around the horn on the infield. Michelle Triana is at third base. Gus Steiger, the shortstop. Sebastian Almonte, the second baseman. Ruben Ibarra, the big first baseman. And the catcher, Hayden Jones. One out, nobody on for the Marauders. Here is Jacob Gonzalez.
Windup and the pitch. Rivera deals and misses inside and under the hands of Gonzalez. Big week for Jacob this past week, named Florida State League Player of the Week. Off to a ridiculous start of the plate. Here's the Rivera toss. Gonzalez swings and chops it foul. Gonzalez hitting at 560 over his first seven games to begin the year. Two home runs, tied for most on the team. Eight runs batted in, also tied for the team lead. Here's the windup and the offering. Gonzalez swings and misses for strike two. 560 average, 14 for 25 at the plate. Jacob Gonzalez to begin his season. Tall righty batter waits for the Rivera offering. Here it comes from the Tortugas hurler. Swung on and spoiled foul off to the right. Historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark here on the banks of the Halifax River. This park goes back a long, long way. Of course, Jackie Robinson played in spring training here during his time with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Next pitch, swung on and lifted high in the air, fairly deep to left center field. Confidant back into the shade in the deeper portion of left field, and he makes the catch for out number two. Should note that on this windy night along the Halifax River, the ball is not carrying well at all tonight. Looking at the flight of fly balls during batting practice for both teams, that wind is really coming in off the river from right field, and so a lot of those fly balls are going to get knocked down pretty easily. Scoreless game, top of the first inning here. Nobody on, two away for Bradenton as Rodolfo Nolasco digs in. And he takes a look at the first pitch on the inside corner for a call. Stadium lights on early as we quickly approach sunset. Here's the motion and the toss. Nolasco takes a high strike two. Javier Rivera, very quick worker, already set on the mound. Shakes off a signal, now into his windup. 0-2 pitch to Nolasco is right down Broadway for strike three, inning over. Marauders go quickly and quietly here in the first. We head to the bottom half. Carlos Jimenez to the mound for his second single-A outing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome you back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark here in Daytona Beach. And in between innings, the iconic MC down on the field here, the Jack, the young professor. He dons the sparkly, almost sequiny, shimmering gray suit and sports a pretty sharp haircut and hairstyle, engaging with the fans here at the Jack. No scores. We move to the bottom of the first inning, and Marauders right-hander Carlos Jimenez, a 19-year-old from Caracas, Venezuela, completes his warm-up tosses and gets ready to face outfield prospect for the Cincinnati Reds, Austin Hendrick. Marauders went 1-2-3 in order in the top of the first inning. So now Austin Hendrick, who, talking with radio voice for the Tortugas, Justin Rock, has really reinvented himself coming into this season. Injury-plagued 2021 season for him. Got himself back into top shape, and he digs into the box, ready to go. Wind up in the pitch by the righty Jimenez. Is swung on and lifted in the air to right center field. Backing up Sergio Campagna. Looking up into the blue sky, he settles underneath it and makes the catch, one away. One pitch and one gone. Let's meet the Marauders' defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Around the horn on the infield, Alexander Mojica starts at third base. Sungjae Chang at shortstop. Mike Jarvis, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez, the first baseman. And Wyatt Hendry is the catcher. Righty on righty matchup. Here is Jay Allen II. Fort Pierce, Florida native. He gets the windup and the Jimenez toss. That fastball is on the outside corner for a strike. 96 on the heater there for Jimenez. That's right about where he will sit. Had an impressive Marauders debut last Tuesday at Lee Comp Park against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Struck out 6 in 3 innings of work, working as the bulk man behind a rehabbing Max Kranick. And now time called. It looks like there has been a clock violation. And automatic strike called on Jay Allen II. He gets the 0-2 pitch, and that misses low and outside for a ball. Allen, feet spread wide apart from the right side. Slightly crouching right-handed stance. Jimenez into the motion. And the 1-2. There's a swing and a dribbler foul up the third base. Allen off to a strong start this year. Over his first 8 games, he's hitting .286 with a homer and 4 runs batted in. Jimenez works from the first base end of the rubber. Getting the signal from Hendry, he now rocks and fires. There's a swing and a jam shot foul. We'll do it again. Jay Allen II, first-round pick last year by the Cincinnati Reds out of John Carroll Catholic High School. 1-2 pitch again is chopped foul. Fielded cleanly by Jeffrey Sierra. He's the outfield and base-running coach, coaching third base for the Tortugas. Six-man coaching staff for the Tortugas here in 2022. Next offering from Jimenez, swung on and drilled on a line down the left field line and foul off the clubhouse facility of the Tortugas. That bounces into left field where Jace Bowen picks it up and throws it to the Tortugas bullpen. Jimenez shaking off one signal. Now gets the one he wants. 1-2 again to Allen. Checks his swing at a slider low and outside. Knocked down by Hendry and no go on that check swing. Chase Eubanks is the man calling balls and strikes tonight with Austin Snow on the base paths. Snow positioned right down the first base line behind the bag at the moment. Jimenez raring to go and timeout called just as he began his windup. Allen windmills that two-tone bat around. Now gets the 2-2 from Jimenez. There's a swing and a ground ball up the middle. That's just out of the reach of Sungjae Chang, rolling into left center for a base hit. So we have our first base runner of the ball game, Jay Allen II, who leads this club with 5 steals on the year. All surrounded by water here in Daytona Beach. This ballpark basically sits on a little island. Got the mainland of Florida off to our left and off across the river, off to our right, beyond the right field wall. Barrier Islands of the Daytona Beach area. Here's a pickoff move to first base. Allen back in safely. Mentioned the team leading 5 steals for Allen. He's perfect in that department to begin the season. 5 for 5 in his base stealing tries. Big left-handed hitter in Michelle Triana in the box. Jimenez deals, there goes Allen. Pitches swung on and bounced up the first baseline. Gonzalez takes the high bounce and hustles it to the bag himself for the out and up to second base. In motion already is Jay Allen II. So the Tortugas have a runner in scoring position, albeit with 2 outs now. And the hitter will be Ruben Ibarra. California-born Ibarra from Watsonville, California, product of San Jose State. The Reds made him their 4th-round pick last year. An imposing presence in that right-handed batter's box. Listed at 6'4", 285 pounds. That is a lot of muscle in that right-handed batter's box. Now step off the rubber by Jimenez. No score, bottom of the first inning here in Daytona Beach. Open stance from the right side by Ibarra. Slight bend in the knees. Jimenez fires. Pitch is taken a little too high. Somewhat similar to Lecom Park, the broadcast booth and press box sit very high above the playing field here in Daytona. A little bit closer to the home plate area, though, here in Daytona Beach. Set by Jimenez, long look back at second, and the 1-0 pitch. And one is taken for a strike. Throw to third is not in time as Mojica tried to get the tag. He was playing pretty deep in the hot corner. And Jay Allen saw that and swiped third base, steal. So make it 6-for-6 in the stolen base category for Jay Allen. Now the Tortugas have the game's potential run just 90 feet away. 1-1 the count on Ruben Ibarra. Here's the offering. Ibarra swings and misses. There's that slider from Jimenez, 86 miles an hour. Jimenez and the Marauders one strike away from stranding that runner on third for a scoreless first inning. Toes of Jimenez's right foot right up against the end of that pitching rubber as he sets and delivers the 1-2 pitch. That is swung on and bounced to the shortstop, Chang. He takes the chest-high bounce, long throw to make, and it's right on the money in time. Inning is over. Man left stranded at third for Daytona here in the first inning. And scoreless, we head to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Beautiful evening here in Daytona Beach, Florida for the opening game of a six-game set between the Marauders and the Daytona Tortugas. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to the series opener tonight. More and more shade creeping out over left field and center field here across the artificial turf at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. One of the real benchmarks of this field, beyond the very obvious and rich baseball history of this place, this is the only artificial turf playing surface in the Florida State League, and one of very few altogether in all of minor league baseball, really. Chase Bowen gets the Marauders started here in the second inning. Scoreless ball game. Javi Rivera winds and deals, and the right-hander gets one that swung on and belted deep down left field line by Bowen. This ball is yanked foul, and that ends up right in the Halifax River. Wow. Jace Bowen is tied for the team lead with two home runs this year. Finished second on the team last year with 14 long balls. Put a charge into that one just a little too early on the swing. Rivera, the motion, and the toss. Bowen takes a slide piece in for a strike. 0-2. Exit velo on that foul ball by Bowen. 114 miles per hour off the bat. Next pitch. That swung on and foul tipped into the mid of the catcher. Strike three. Down goes Bowen. Data thanks to Justin Rock, voice of the Tortugas, feeding that data my way here. Radio booths are right adjacent to one another. Here upstairs at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Justin's booth right off to my right. Here's Alexander Mojica. First pitch to him by Rivera. Swing and a foul tip into the mid. Four up and four down by Javi Rivera. Working quickly, he fires the 0-1. Mojica takes low. Javi Rivera sits 93-96 with that fastball. Brings a plus changeup to the mix. Winds and delivers. Mojica takes under the hands. Close to the knuckles. That's ball two. Selected by the Reds in the 20th round of last year's draft out of Florida Atlantic University down in the Miami area. His windup and the 2-1. Mojica stares down a fastball low for ball three. Rivera didn't start pitching until after high school. He was primarily an infielder during his high school days. Here he comes with the 3-1 offering to Mojica. That's a fastball strike, count now full. Rivera converted to a pitcher at Indian River State College. That's up in Fort Pierce, Florida. Near Port St. Lucie. Here comes the righty with the payoff pitch. Mojica swinging a bouncer pulled to third. That is a fair ball. Diving stop by Triana. The bounce throw to first is not in time. Mojica beats it out. Infield single for Alexander Mojica. And the Marauders have their first base runner of the game. Javi Rivera points to Michelle Triana in appreciation for the effort anyway. And Alexander Mojica, who's really been stinging the ball to start the year, just needed to get that one into the right place for that base hit. Not necessarily a hard hit. Marauders coming into this game 7-2. They have won 7 of their last 8 games. Tortugas 3-6 to begin the year. Playing a lot of close games lately, though. Here's a pitch to Sergio Campagna, high and inside. The fastball misses. No score. We're in the top of the second inning. Sun setting off toward the left field corner area, far off in the distance. Look at first by Rivera. Small leadoff first by Mojica. Not a big base-stealing threat. The pitch is swung on and foul back. One hit per side. Tortugas got a one-out single from Jay Allen the second. Moved up to second base on a ground out. Stole third, but then was left stranded when the home half came to an end. Wide open stance by Campagna from the right side. The pitch is taken for strike two on the inner half. Campagna has hit safely in 6 of the 7 games he has played this year. Batting average at .241, has driven in a pair of runs. Here's the set by Rivera, belt high. And the toss. Campagna backed off the plate on that high and inside heater, just missing his shoulder. And the count moves to 2-2. Mojica leads off of first with Ibarra holding him on. Now big, deep breath by the right-hander on the mound as he brings his hands together. The set above the belt buckle and the delivery is swung on and bounced to third. This ball is fair ball and down the line rolling into the Tortugas bullpen. And that is going to be ruled a... Hold on a second. It's been ruled a single. Guess that ball was inadvertently interfered with by the Tortugas bullpen. Late umpire Chase Eubanks on the call there. And so the Marauders get what is probably a tough break there. Would have been easy 2 bags for Sergio Campagna. Mojica ahead of him would have easily had third base had the ball not been ruled dead. So Juan Jerez with a chance to bring home the game's first run. Mojica on second, Campagna on first. Here's the set and the delivery. Jerez swings and pops it up right field line. That's shallow. That's going to be a tough play, and the ball drops foul just out of the reach of the first baseman, Ibarra. I'll have that ball landed fair. Both runs very well may have scored for Bradenton on that play. Instead, just about a 130-foot-long foul ball. Count 0-1 on Juan Jerez. Juan hitting just .208 in his first 7 games. His hits do include a home run, though. Came over the opening weekend in Dunedin. First and second, one gone for the Marauders. Here's the set and the delivery. There's a swing and a bouncer to the hole. Short through into left field for a base hit. Alexander Mojica gets the stop sign from Gustavo Omana at third base. So the Marauders play station to station now. Bases full with one out. That ball got up to the left fielder Confidan in a hurry. And so with the not ultra-fast Alexander Mojica as the leading runner at third base. Omana making the cautious call to hold him. Here's Wyatt Hendry with a big RBI opportunity. Here's a set by Rivera. Corners up for the Tortugas infield. The pitch. Hendry swings and fouls it back. Took a big cut. Three hits for the Marauders, all singles, have loaded the bases here in the second inning. Wyatt Hendry with that even stance from the right side waits. And the pitch. Hendry checks his swing and the pitch low and outside. Did he go? No, he did not. Had a good pregame chat with Hendry during this previous homestand. Talked about just living in the moment and being present. Done a good job of keeping that mentality here in his first full-length professional season. Here's the pitch. Hendry swings and bounces it foul past third. Bounds right into the Tortugas bullpen. Bullpens are in foul territory on the field here. Tortugas down the left field line. Marauders down the right field line. Hendry trying to get something into the outfield here and bring home the game's first run. Right-hander delivers and almost comes too far inside as that breaking ball just misses the leg of Hendry. 2-2 the count. Bags full of Marauders. Mojica on third, Campana on second, Jerez on first base. Rivera nods to the signal and comes set. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and bounced to third. That is short hop by Triana. He comes home with it for one. There will be no throw to first, and now a back pick throw to third. And in there safely is Sergio Campana. So the Tortugas get the force play at the plate there. Michelle Triana picking the ball on the short hop, making a nice play to his glove side. So Wyatt Hendry reaching first base on the fielder's choice. 5-2 the putout recorded. And that'll bring up Mike Jarvis. Pirates' sixth-round pick last year out of San Diego State. His former San Diego State teammate Wyatt Hendry on first base in this bases-loaded situation. The pitch. Jarvis takes a look at a fastball for strike one. Scoreless game. Marauders threatening to change that, though. Here the visitors half of the second. Campana staggering off third, trying to draw a balk from the right-hander Rivera. Unfazed. Campana will play games on the base paths. He lurches again off the bag. Still, Rivera unfazed. Now the pitch coming. There's a swing and a fly ball out to right center. Back goes right fielder Hendrick. He reaches up and makes the wide receiver-style catch. The inning is over. Marauders leave him loaded. We head to the bottom of the second. Still no score here at Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecom Park. come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Gorgeous and comfortable evening continues here in Daytona Beach, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you for a six-game series opener between the Marauders and the Daytona Tortugas. Yerlin Confidan, native of the Dominican Republic, will step into the box left-handed against Marauders righty Carlos Jimenez. Here comes the windup and the pitch from the right-hander. Confidan swings and fouls it back into the screen. Much like at Lecom Park, the radio booth and press box here are protected by extended netting, so the foul balls will not make their way through the windows. Broadcasters everywhere thank Stadium Ops' efforts for that. Next pitch is just low to Confidan for ball one. Jimenez quickly with the windup and the 1-1. That makes its way over the plate for a called strike two. That's the slider from Jimenez. Talked about Carlos's last outing last Tuesday at home against Lakeland. Six strikeouts over three innings of work. Walked only one. Surrendered only one run. 1-2 pitch. It was taken low and inside, just over the shoe tops on the back foot slider. Confidan hitting a robust 281 over his first nine games. He's driven in five runs. The windup and the 2-2. Confidan swings and misses strike three. Got him on the off speed, and Carlos Jimenez earns his first strikeout of the night. B6. Got to bring up catcher Hayden Jones. Illinois State product from Huntertown, Indiana. 22-year-old left-handed batter. Here's the windup and the pitch by Jimenez. That misses low and inside. Hayden Jones last year, 12 games in the Arizona Complex League. Hit just over the Mendoza line. Next pitch is low and inside. Jones signing with the Reds as an undrafted free agent last July out of Illinois State. Also played for the MLB Draft League last summer for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Here's the 2-0 pitch. He swings and foul, tips it into the mitt of Wyatt Hendry. Six-team MLB Draft League, where a lot of draft prospects have made their way through this past year. Carlos Lomeli, Marauders right-hander, one of them. Next pitch is swung on and bounced foul. Carlos Lomeli and the Marauders pitching staff pitching for the West Virginia Black Bears, who coincidentally used to be a Pirates affiliate. Used to be the Pirates' short season club, and in fact, manager Jonathan Johnston was set to be their manager in 2020 before the minor league season was canned. Here's a 2-2 pitch, swing and a bouncing ball, pulled foul down the first baseline. 2-2 the count on Hayden Jones. Bases are empty with one out for the Tortugas as we play a scoreless game, bottom of the second inning. Here's the windup, and Jimenez next toss. Swung on, cracked bat, flare on the third base side. Mojica has it get on by him. Funky spin on that ball. And luckily for the Marauders, Hayden Jones didn't notice that. So as Mojica scrambles to pick it up a little bit further down the line, that's going to be an oddball broken bat single that stays on the infield. And with the artificial turf here, ball had quite a bit of bounce on it when it came and hit the ground after spinning crazily in the air for a long couple of seconds. Tortugas will take it. That's a one-out single for Jones, and that brings up a designated hitter, Danny Lantigua. Lantigua Montigua, one of a few returners onto the Tortugas roster from last year. Montigua with the team when they visited Bradenton last summer. Tall and open stance from the left side for Lantigua. Jimenez, a long pause. And now he deals. Lantigua swings and misses behind the fastball. Now time called, and looks like Carlos Jimenez is being asked to discard the baseball that he had. I think he inadvertently went to his mouth. That's something a lot of pitchers don't think about when they do it all the time. So, umpire here, Chase Eubanks, trying to prevent any foreign substances from getting onto the baseball. Gives Jimenez a fresh one. Ready to go again as the right-hander sets. The 0-1 to Lantigua. He takes outside for a ball. Slow start to the year for Lantigua at the plate. First four games, one for his first 12. Ranked within the top 30 prospects of the Reds organization in 2019. He has since fallen out. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Lantigua takes outside for ball two. Ball dropped by Hendry, picked up quickly. Currently three ranked prospects within the Cincinnati Reds top 30 for the organization by Baseball America on this Daytona roster. Austin Hendrick at number 6, Jay Allen the 2nd at number 7, Yerlin Confidant at 29. 2-1 pitch. That's taken for strike two on the outer half. Nasty bender from Jimenez. Hayden Jones on first base. Not a big threat to run. Jacob Gonzalez holds him on. Jimenez sets at the belt. 2-2 pitch. That's swung on and lined softly past shortstop into left field for a base hit. Jace Bowen comes up with the ball cleanly. And Hayden Jones, the lead runner, stops at second base. Back-to-back one-out singles for the Tortugas. And we have clarification on a play from last half inning. Marauders got what appeared to be three straight singles to load the bases, but instead, one of those has instead been ruled an error. And that was, oh, actually, yeah, Sergio Campagna reaching on catcher's interference by the catcher Hayden Jones last half inning. Makes a lot more sense now. Second one away. Sebastian Almonte, the batter. Pitch by Jimenez is taken high. Almonte also off to a relatively slow start. His first seven games, just 4-for-25 in the dish. Marauders looking for an infield grounder. Jimenez comes home with it and catches the outside corner with the fastball. Entire playing field now covered in shade here in Daytona Beach. With a majestic orange sunset unfolding off to the left field corner, general area, off in the distance. 1-1 from the right-hander. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blew the fastball by him. Carlos Jimenez, 6 strikeouts last Tuesday against Lakeland. Still 3 shy of his career high, which is 9. Did so on August 19th last year in the Florida Complex League, facing the Red Sox affiliate in the Complex League. He's ahead 1-2 here. Pitch coming. That swung on and bounced up the middle. Could be 2. Chang takes it. Flips to Jarvis for 1. Throw to first. And Gonzalez can't look the ball into his glove on a sprawling dive. And in to score is Hayden Jones. Tortugas lead 1-0. Jacob Gonzalez with a valiant save on a dive to his backhand side up the right field line. As the Marauders can't turn 2 to end the inning, so the Tortugas take advantage and score that game's first run on the play. O-74. Sebastian Almonte takes his lead off of first base here as Gus Steiger steps into the box. Pitch, right-handed batter, takes low and inside. He finds it at the backstop. Heading to third base is Almonte. There will be no throw into third base. Almonte taking two bags on the pitch that gets away from Wyatt Hendry. And now the Tortugas positioned to double their lead here. Runner on third with two outs. Jimenez trying to strand him. Here is the set. And the 1-0 to Steiger. He swings and misses. Wicked slider got him to chase. Last play has been ruled a pass ball. Charged to Wyatt Hendry. Now Jimenez has to discard another baseball. Looks like he went to his mouth again with his throwing hand. And that time it was the base umpire Austin Snow asking for a swapping of the ball. Timeout called. Here's Marauders pitching coach Yorman Bizardo out for a mound visit. All four infielders will join the chat. And while they all convene on the mound here in Daytona Beach, check up on the big club tonight. Pirates visiting Miller Park in Milwaukee, and actually no longer called Miller Park, American Family Field. Milwaukee, what it's known as now these days. Just underway, whatever the name of the ballpark is, top of the first inning. No score between the Pirates and the Brewers. Buckos sending JT Brubaker to the mound in that game against Corbin Burns for the Brewers. Here are the Tortugas with a man on third. Two away, the count 1-1 on Gus Steiger. Pitch number three is taken in tight for ball two. No runs, two hits, one error for the Marauders today. One run, three hits, and one error for the Tortugas. 2-1 pitch. Steiger swings and chop. Gus Steiger, another returning Tortuga from last season. Minnesota native. Comes from Spring Park, Minnesota. Signed in 2020 by the Reds as an undrafted free agent out of South Dakota State. Jimenez comes set, and is 2-2 pitch. Slider swung on and rolled foul up the third baseline. Pretty close. Not only close to fair, but also close to trailing the base runner, Sebastian Almonte. Jimenez peers in for the sign from Hendry. Nods and brings the hands together at the belt. Sets. The 2-2 pitch again is taken just low for ball three. Sharp eye by Steiger. And the count full on a Tortugas hitter for the first time tonight. '68 games for Daytona last year for Steiger. And Carlos Jimenez is wondering what's going on as Steiger walks down to first base. It looks like Jimenez might have been charged with an automatic ball. And now the plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, going over to talk to Jonathan Johnston. Marauders skipper wants an explanation. Jimenez looked totally bewildered there. He was holding his hands out to his sides as if to say, what happened? What did I do? Johnston not too heated in his discussion right now with Eubanks. Got his hands inside his pockets of the gray and black hoodie he's wearing. And whatever explanation Eubanks gave him seems to have been reasonably acceptable. So Austin Hendrick, dangerous man to the plate here. With runners on the corners, two outs. Tortuga staked out to a 2-1 half of the second inning. Strong lefty batter waits. Jimenez kicks and deals. That pitch is taken low. Austin Hendrick, a Pittsburgh area native, first round pick by the Reds in 2020, 12th overall, out of West Allegheny High School in suburban Oakdale. Jimenez with a 1-0. Hendricks swings and misses. Oh, he was trying to send that one into the Halifax River. For being realistic, the river was probably has to be about a 600-foot poke from here. Almost impossible to sail it that far. Still very close to the ballpark, all things considered. Jimenez sets the count 1-1. Pitch to Hendrick. Is taken just a hair low for ball two. Right near the outside corner. Just below the zone. Pitch count starting to ride up a bit on Jimenez. Next one will be number 45. 2-1 pitch. Taken low for ball three. Correction, that was number 44. Still a little higher than you would want for your starting pitcher in the second inning. Marauders do, by the way, have a left-hander tossing. That's Jake Sweeney getting loose in the bullpen. Foul ground in right field. Pickoff throw to first and diving in safely, Gus Steiger. Three and one the count on the dangerous leadoff man, Austin Hendrick. The set. And the 3-1 pitch coming. That swung on it, foul back this way, just over the roof of the broadcast booth. Count full. Time called. Wyatt Hendry stepping out in front of home plate, flashing signals to his infielders in this first and third situation. The Reds' number 7 prospect entering this 2022 season, ranked by Baseball America. He awaits the 3-2. Here it comes from Jimenez. It is swung on and laced up the middle. That is off the leg of Jimenez, and he hits the ground hard. Ball rolls freely. A run scores on the play. Runners end up at first and second, and now the concern shifts immediately to Carlos Jimenez, who is rolling in discomfort on the turf in front of the mound. Marauders athletic trainer Casey Lee sprinting out there to look at him. And now all the Marauders infield, manager Jonathan Johnston, catcher Wyatt Hendry, all looking closely at Carlos. He's sitting up now, and his back is currently to the home plate area, trying to point out where exactly the ailment is to the trainer Lee. Pitching coach Yorman Bizardo out to assess the situation as well. Well, Jimenez appears to be freely and alertly talking to everybody, but he's still sitting on the ground, definitely in pain. And sure enough, that ball was really scorched off the bat and didn't appear to bounce before it hit the mound. That got him right on the line. .110 the exit velo off the bat on that infield hit. Marauders continue to assess Carlos Jimenez. Now looks like the athletic trainer for the Tortugas, Josh Hobson, making his way out with an equipment bag, a big red bag. Gonna come up here with some supplies for Jimenez, maybe. Marauders trailing Daytona 2-0 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, and be very surprised if Jimenez is able to continue in this game. That ball was just hit so hard off his leg on the comeback or off the bat of Austin Hendrick. And everybody's starting to look toward that right field bullpen down the line. He will eventually most likely be coming in. Marauders outfielders now are encroaching upon the mound. Going to take a look at their ailing teammate here. Tough to see the bad luck here for Carlos Jimenez. Struck by a batted ball here in the second inning. After an exciting and promising start to his season. And suddenly knocked down by a line drive that just happened to be in the wrong spot at the wrong time. Jimenez still sitting on the ground. As both teams' trainers tend to him here. Catcher Wyatt Hendry standing behind him in our vision mostly blocked at the moment, so we're not going to try and speculate too much on the severity of this. In the meantime, we'll check out some other Pirates affiliate scores this evening. AAA Indianapolis playing the Columbus Clippers, Cleveland Guardians AAA affiliate. Top of the fifth inning, Columbus leads that game 3-0. Altoona Curve, AA. Going through a bit of a slide lately, losing five of their last six games. Altoona Curve taking on the New Hampshire Fisher Cats of the Blue Jays system. That game getting underway almost 2 hours ago. And Greensboro, IA Greensboro, visiting the Aberdeen Ironbirds this evening. And now, a staff member here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark has brought the Gator tractor over here onto the field, and Carlos Jimenez is being lifted by teammates and trainers and manager Jonathan Johnston onto the cart. So he's going to have to be rolled off the field with the help of the cart tonight. They're going to put him right into the back of that cart, and Jimenez supporting himself with his right leg. It's his left leg that was struck. So that one hangs loosely in the air, helped by his teammates, and Jimenez, I'm sure, equal parts pain and frustration. And class act here down on the field, Austin Hendrick, who hit that line drive off his leg, coming over and giving Jimenez a pat on the back, and I'm sure some well wishes. Light applause from the crowd here as Carlos Jimenez is carted off the field, hit in the leg by a comebacker, a line drive off the bat of Austin Hendrick. And new pitcher coming into the game will be the left-hander Jake Sweeney. He may get a little extra time to warm up coming into the game as Jonathan Johnston makes the early unexpected move to the bullpen. So we'll step aside for a while. When we come back, we will reset the scene for you. 2-0 Daytona as we regroup here in the bottom of the second inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit Bradenton.
Come out to Lecon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jake Sweeney on to pitch in early emergency relief here for the Marauders at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. His first pitch to Jay Allen II is a fastball strike. Unfortunate circumstances here as Carlos Jimenez, Marauders right-hander, was helped off the field. He was loaded into a cart and driven off the field after getting struck in the leg by a line drive off the bat of Austin Hendrick. Next pitch is swung on and bounced foul to the backstop. So Jake Sweeney, tall left-hander from Northwest Indiana, takes over and inherits runners on first and second and two outs here in the bottom of the second. Once again, our thoughts are with Carlos Jimenez as he recovers from that hard batted ball to the leg. 0-2 pitch to Allen, misses low and inside for a ball. Teammates and Marauders coaches, trainers from both teams, and even Austin Hendrick over to give Jimenez an apologetic and a well-wishing soft pat on the back as he departed. Sweeney sets, and he deals the 1-2. Allen swings in, sends a line drive foul off to the right. All lefty sets, looks back at second a couple of times. And the 1-2 again. Swinging a bouncing ball pulled to short. Chang charges. He's going to go the long way to first, and it's in time to retire Allen for out number three. But the Tortugas get a pair of runs off of Carlos Jimenez. We go to the third inning. Daytona 2, Bradenton 9.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders send their top of the order to the plate here in Daytona Beach as we move to the third inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Shortstop Sung Che Chang to lead off against the right-hander Javi Rivera. 6 foot tall right-hander winds up and tosses. Chang takes a little bit outside for ball one. For those just joining us, Marauders right-hander tagged by a batted ball by Austin Hendrick on an infield single that brought home a run. Next pitch to Chang, swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. Jimenez, unfortunately, on the ground a long time and was helped off the field, loaded into the back of a cart, and driven off the field. We wish him the best. 1-1 pitch. Chang swings and misses. Badly fooled on the changeup away. Count 1-2. So our thoughts with Carlos, he leaves the game, and Jake Sweeney took over. He stranded a pair of inherited runners. Rogers trying to get the bats going now. 1-2 pitch, taken low for ball two. Bradenton did have a chance in the top of the second, loading the bags on a pair of singles and catcher's interference. We're not able to bring home a run. The 2-2, Chang swings and sends it foul out of play to our left. Last little bits of natural daylight lingering in the sky. This pale blue off to the left. 2-2 again. Chang lays off low and outside. And the count runs full on the Marauders' leadoff man. Here comes the windup. And the right-hander's payoff pitch. Chang takes at the knees for a called strike three. Borderline pitch, and Chang winces at the call as Javi Rivera earns his third strikeout of the night. That brings up Jacob Gonzalez, reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. hitting well over 560 to begin his season. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez takes under the hands, but it makes its way over the inside corner for a strike. Gonzalez a fly out to left field in his first at bat. Rivera with the 0-1. Gonzalez swings and fouls it back. Big rip. Along the bridge beyond center field above the Halifax River, trying to illuminate the horizon here in Daytona Beach as Gonzalez goes down swinging, strike three on a pitch low and inside. Back-to-back strikeouts to open up the third for Javi Rivera. Here comes Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco, a little bit of a slow start to begin the season. The pitch, he takes a skipper in the dirt for a ball. Nolasco still has managed to hit safely in five of his first seven games played this year. Comes the windup and the 1-0. Nolasco swings and chops it foul. He swings big, and he does bring big power. That is one of the benchmarks of Nolasco's game. Baseball America has him ranked as the Pirates' number 21 prospect in the system. Here's the motion in the 1-1. Nolasco takes low and outside for ball two. Originally signed with the Pirates, summer of 2018. He gets the 2-1 toss from Rivera. Nolasco looks at a fastball for strike two. Nolasco with an injury in spring training last year that delayed his season. Missed a little bit of playing time as a result. Rivera takes a breath after nodding to the signal. 2-2 pitch. Nolasco swings and taps this one foul at the third baseline. 42 games last season in the Complex League for Rodolfo Nolasco. Nice 961 OPS. Hit 284. 409 on base percentage. 552 slugging percentage. Very good numbers. 2-2. And is low it inside. Nolasco moving out of the way with his feet. And the count runs full on the Marauders' right fielder. That 552 slugging percentage for Nolasco. He gets the 3-2 from Rivera, and it's swung on and missed for strike three. Rivera strikes out the side. We go to the bottom of the third. It's the Tortugas 2 and the Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's the Tortugas 2, the Marauders nothing. We go to the bottom. Tall left-hander Jake Sweeney will work his first full inning of early relief tonight. Lefty on lefty to begin the bottom half of the third. Michelle Triana leading the way. Left-hander winds up and fires. And the first pitch, a breaking ball, in for a strike. Jake Sweeney from Hobart, Indiana, just about 40 miles from downtown Chicago. Deals the 0-1. It swung on and missed for strike two. A little movement on that fastball from the tall southpaw. Badly fooling Triana. Here comes the windup. And the 0-2 delivery. Breaking ball hits him in the back. A couple of fans getting a little worked up about the pitch that comes high and tight. Got to look at the pitch type for one. Nobody's going to intentionally come high and tight with a breaking ball. Dangerous power part of this order here in the third inning. Ruben Ibarra, slugging first baseman, will step in. Runner goes. Pitch is taken high. Hendry's throw to second. Almost hits Sweeney in the leg. And in safely with a steal is Michelle Triana. That's his first swipe of the year. That throw from Hendry down to second. Missed its mark by a wide margin. And a rather erratic start here for Jake Sweeney in the new inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball low and inside for ball two. Pirates took Sweeney with their 36th round pick in 2019 out of Pensacola State College. Their mascot for athletics happens to be the Pirates. Sweeney deals, and that pitch is swung on and popped up on the first base side. Foul territory. Gonzalez coming over near the Marauders' dugout, makes the one-handed catch. Good job by Gonzalez sticking with the high pop on this windy night. Second base, one away. Yerlin Confidan next up. Daytona 2, Bradenton nothing, Bonham 3. Pitch to Confidan. Swung on and bounced to the pitcher. Sweeney fields it. Thought about third. He goes to first with a hard throw. And it's in time to get Confidan for the second out. Up to third base on the play goes Triana. Confidan losing his helmet, a little bit shaken up after crossing first. And wonder if the first baseman's mitt of Jacob Gonzalez accidentally got him in the chest. Aiden Jones next up. Lefty on lefty. Sweeney tries to strand this man on third with two away. Lefty deals. And the pitch is swung on. Broken bad dribbler up the first baseline. Foul. So Aiden Jones will have to go get a fresh bat. He points a teammate in the right direction as he heads over toward that third base home dugout. Something about broken bats tonight. Second one we've seen during the game. Saw one bounce just out of the reach of Alexander Mojica back in the second inning for the Tortugas. And actually, I believe it was the first inning off the bat of Jay Allen the second. Also saw a broken bat during Marauders batting practice. Of course, breaking a bat during batting practice, far from an ideal situation. Of course, heard all the expected groans after that happened. Here's Aiden Jones taking the next pitch inside. Almost hit him. That's ball one. Michelle Triana on third base for the Tortugas. Two outs. Sweeney with the 1-1. That swung on and bounced softly to first. Gonzalez himself in time, inning over. Man left stranded on third. We're through three here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas lead it 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rejeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Four, five, and six in the order coming up for the Marauders here in Daytona Beach. It's a 2-0 Tortugas lead here in the opener of the six-game series. Spencer Smith back with you tonight. For those just joining us, here's how this 2-0 Tortugas lead has unfolded. Bottom of the second inning, we saw singles off the bats of Hayden Jones and Danny Lantigua. Sebastian Almonte followed by reaching out a fielder's choice. Gus Steiger drew a walk. And the very next batter, Austin Hendrick, lined an infield single off the leg of Marauders starting pitcher Carlos Jimenez's leg. He unfortunately had to be carted off the field, and we continue to wish him the best. Jake Sweeney came on in relief. He stranded the two inherited runners, and we have seen no scoring since that two-run second inning for Daytona. So the middle third of the order for the Marauders here in the fourth. Jace Bowen gets them started. Right-hander Rivera deals and misses low and outside with his first pitch, breaking ball. Jace Bowen in his first at-bat tonight. Went down on strikes. Javi Rivera winds and deals. Bowen takes a fastball strike. Jace, during that second-inning strikeout, absolutely clobbered a pitch down the left field line, had home run distance on it, but he pulled it foul. Here comes the 1-1 toss. Bowen looks at strike. 11th round pick by the Pirates in 2019 out of Central Catholic High School in Toledo, Ohio. Bowen awaits Rivera's pitch. Here it comes from the righty. The 1-2 is swung on and missed for a strike three. Nasty breaking ball got him. Javi Rivera putting together a nice start tonight. Had to work around a little traffic on the base paths. That all came in the second inning, though. He's now sitting at 6 strikeouts through 3 1/3 innings. Here's Alexander Mojica. Seeing the ball well to begin the year. First pitch to Moe is taken on the outside corner for a strike. Man Rivera just doing an expert job of painting the black. Right-hander takes a breath, now winds up and delivers. Mojica lays off high. Sky's almost completely dark here in Daytona Beach. The windup and the 1-1. Mojica swings and check swings one on the ground at third. Fielded by Triana, cleanly throw to first. He is in time to retire Mojica for the second out. That's 7 in a row retired now by Javi Rivera. Going back to a Wyatt Hendry fielder's choice back in the second inning. Sergio Campagna, the next man to the plate. He shows bunt and drops it down near home plate, but it's foul. Ball went practically right into the lap of the catcher, Jones. Bradenton tonight, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. Daytona, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Campagna with that wide open stance from the right side. The 0-1, that's a fastball, strike two, outer half. Rivera really making a living on that outer half of the plate to right-handed batters. Marauders have only one lefty batter in the lineup tonight, Sungjae Chang. Rivera, deep breath, his 0-2 pitch. Campagna swings and shoots a line drive foul down the right field line. Campagna signing with the Pirates out of the Dominican in July of 2018. He's hit safely in 6 of 7 games this year. The 0-2 pitch. Campagna swings and misses strike 3. That is 7 strikeouts through 4 scoreless innings by Javi Rivera tonight. Move to the bottom of the 4th. Tortugas 2, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Still Daytona 2, Bradenton nothing here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark on this cool Tuesday evening. Danny Lantigua takes a first pitch strike from Marauders lefty Jake Sweeney. Switch hitter Lantigua batting right-handed against the tall southpaw. Spencer Smith with you here on this Tuesday night. Thank you for making us a part of your evening. Next pitch is caught on a miss by Lantigua for strike 2. Sweeney working around a runner on third in a scoreless third inning. And early relief of Carlos Jimenez. His windup in the 0-2 is outside for a ball. Here's the set. And Sweeney the windup and the 1-2 delivery. That swung on a miss for strike 3. Lantigua chasing the heater high. Sebastian Almonte. Bases empty with one away. Sweeney deals. Almonte goes after the first pitch and pops it up behind the mound. First baseman Gonzalez coming in on it. Second baseman taking charge, and Mike Jarvis puts it away with a one-handed grab for out number 2. Now off in the distance beyond right field on the opposite side of the Halifax River, there is something interesting going on. A couple of columns of candy cane stripe patterns. Then there's this red bar of color just spinning around in circles. First pitch to Gus Steiger. Misses. Ball 1. Can't tell if it's some sort of big carnival ride or just a light decoration of huge proportions. Not sure what that is. Next pitch to Steiger. Is a fastball wide. Sweeney into his motion and the 2-0. Steiger looks at a fastball for a strike. Says the Marauders' first full 6-game road trip of the season. Game number 10 of the year for both of these teams. 2-1 toss. Steiger swings and sends it foul off to the right. Marauders after this series return back home to Lecon Park. Open up a new homestand next Tuesday the 26th against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Sweeney has the signal from Hendry. Now enters his windup. 2-2 pitch. Taken outside, and the count runs full. That'll be our first back-to-back homestand of the season. Dunedin Blue Jays on the front end, and immediately after that, the Tampa Tarpons visit town. 3-2 pitch. That is taken high for ball four. Well, fans, a reminder on that next homestand for the Marauders, our first education day of the season is coming up Wednesday, April the 27th. It'll be a special noon start time for that Wednesday game. If you're able to come out to the ballpark, we encourage you to do so. Tickets are still available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Runner on first, two outs for Austin Hendrick. Lefty on lefty. Runner goes. Pitches a strike. Throw to second by Hendry. Is off its mark slightly and in safely with a steal. Is Sebastian Almont, rather Gus Steiger.
066.
Gus Steiger with his second steal of the year. Now Jake Sweeney will have to work around another man in scoring position. 0-1 on Hendrick. Pitch. Taken for strike two on the outer half. Steiger was bluffing as that pitch came. Took a couple of hard steps to third and then stopped. Tortugas lead it 2-0 here in the home half of the fourth. Sweeney sets, checks Steiger off of second a couple of times. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Jake Sweeney strands a runner on second here in a scoreless fourth inning. Marauders looking to get the bats going. They trail by two, heading to the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fan, Club Today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. A 2-0 Tortugas lead. Marauders DH Juan Jerez gets the fifth inning started. Here comes the windup and the pitch by the right-hander. That misses low for a ball. The new right-hander, Cooper deals, and Jerez swings through a high fastball for strike two. Cooper likes to work quickly. New York native goes into the windup in the 1-2. Swing and a dribbler foul by Jerez, who just hangs in there at 1-2. And for ball two. Crowd can't believe it. That was a pretty close pitch. Here comes the windup and the 2-1 delivery. Swing and a shattered bat as that ball goes dribbling foul up the first baseline. And that was like a slice out of the barrel of the bat. And that bat all of a sudden looks like a cricket bat. Mike Jarvis losing a sliver of the barrel of the black bat. So now a big portion of the inner white wood of the bat is exposed. He's going to opt not to go with that bat. And it's renewed form. Instead, go for a totally new stick off the bench. So Jarvie gets that one rubbed all up with pine tar as he gets the new bat. Tortugas lead this game 2-0 as we play in the top half of the fifth inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Here is the windup and the 2-2 to Jarvis. Swinging a hard ground ball hit to short. That's fielded cleanly by Steiger. Throw to first is in time to get Jarvis by a couple of steps. 1-2-3 go the Marauders here in the fifth inning. Head to the bottom half, still Daytona 2, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jake Sweeney doing a good job in middle relief here for the Marauders in Daytona Beach. First pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning is a called strike on Jay Allen the second. Tortugas 2, Marauders nothing here in the opener of the six-game series. Wind up and the pitch by Sweeney. That is swung on and missed for strike two, chasing the changeup in the dirt. Allen tonight 1-for-2. He's singled in the first inning, grounded to short in the second. Sweeney quickly with the 0-2 pitch. Allen takes way outside. Both Daytona runs tonight coming in the bottom of the second inning. Both of them unearned to the credit of Carlos Jimenez, tonight's Marauders starter, exiting early after being struck in the leg by a line drive. 1-2. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Picked up by Hendry. His throw down to first in time to complete the strikeout. So Jay Allen the second down on strikes for the first time this evening. One away for the home team. Michelle Triana, one of many returning pitch high and inside from Sweeney. Triana comes from Cuba, city of Cifuentes. Signed out of Cuba by the Reds in 2019. Strong fella, Triana, 6'3", 233 pounds. Next pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. 49 games last year for Daytona. Hit 227, .304 OBP, slugged .337, hit 23 RBIs in those 49 games. He's just swinging a tapper foul. He just gets a piece of it. Did miss some time on the injured list with a left thumb sprain in the month of July. Here comes Jake Sweeney with the windup in the 0-2 again. Triana swings and misses. Got him on the breaking ball for strike three. Jake Sweeney retiring each of the last three men he has faced on strikeouts. And he has racked up four in relief tonight for Bradenton. That brings up Ruben Ibarra. Right-handed slugger. Infield shifts over on him as the pitch comes. A swing and a high fly ball out to deep center. Campagna back. He is toward the warning track. And with room to spare, he reaches up and makes the catch. And the inning is over. He gave it a ride, but the ballpark held it on this windy night. We head to the sixth inning here at Daytona Beach. It's the Tortugas 2 and the Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo, antes del juego, y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders still trying to get some offense going. We move to the sixth inning. Tortugas still lead it 2-0. And Sungjae Chang stands in and looks at a fastball strike from right-hander Tanner Cooper. Chang 0-for-2 out of the leadoff spot tonight. Next pitch is swung on and bounced weakly right side of the infield. First baseman Ibarra takes it. Flip to the pitcher. Covering is not in time. And looked like it was dropped, in fact, by Tanner Cooper as he covered. So Sungjae Chang reaches first base safely on the play to open up the inning. Now Chang, who runs well, has often been the catalyst of some big things on the base paths for the Marauders to begin the season. Had a heck of a swing on Sunday. Three-run homer was the go-ahead blow. And an eventual win against Lakeland at Lecom Park. One of four home runs the Marauders hit that day. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. First pitch. Gonzo swings and sends it in the air deep to right field. Toward the right field corner goes Hendrick. He eases over and makes the catch. Chang tagging for first. Thought about second. Now takes a U-turn back into first base and draws a throw. He slides in safely. Saw the play out there in right field from Austin Hendrick, flagging that ball down near the line. So Jacob Gonzalez retired on the flyout. He's 0-for-3 tonight. And that brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Pitch to Nolasco. Swing and a miss. That Sungjae Chang play, by the way, ruled an error. The set by Cooper. And the right-hander deals. Nolasco swings, and it's a hard ground ball to short. Fielded by Steiger. Goes to second for one. Throw to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play. And that's that here in the sixth inning. We head to the bottom half. Still 2-0 Daytona. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Long-haired right-hander Carlos Lamelli is now on to pitch for the Marauders as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. He is the second man out of the bullpen tonight for Bradenton. And Carlos Lamelli, through his first two appearances, posting a 4.50 ERA to begin his season. Here at the bottom of the sixth, Tortuga's leading 2-0. He will take on 5, 6, and 7 in the home team's lineup. Yerlin Confidan is the first man up. Confidan 0-for-2. Lomelli, 6'2", 195 pounds. Kicks and delivers. Confidan backs away from it slightly, taking inside a ball. Final line, a good one tonight for Marauders lefty Jake Sweeney in early relief. 3 1/3 scoreless and hitless innings. Next pitch swung on and popped up third base side out of play. Sweeney finishes walking one, striking out four. Did a great job to keep this one within reach for the Marauders' bats. Lomelli sets. He works exclusively from the stretch. He deals the 1-1. There's a Lomelli, born and raised in Southern California. Grew up in Orange County, La Habra, California. Relatively short drive from Disneyland and Angel Stadium. Next pitch is swung on and bounced right back to the mound on one hop. Lomelli snares it, shortens the distance to first, and flips it underhanded to Gonzalez for the out. Pirates made Lomelli their 17th round draft pick last year out of St. Mary's College in his native California. Here's Hayden Jones. Pitch. Jones swings and sends it right back toward the window here of the radio booth. Like some fans down there were concerned for the safety of the visiting broadcaster here. All good up here. We appreciate your concern. Here's a set by Lomelli. And his 0-1 coming to Jones. He swings and foul tips it into the mitt. Quickly 0-2. Lomelli, the Gales' Friday starter at St. Mary's College, one of the aces of the pitching staff. And as mentioned earlier, pitched for the West Virginia Black Bears in the MLB Draft League last summer. The 0-2, way upstairs, and Hendry has to leap out of his crouch. Bases empty, one out. Daytona 2, Bradenton nothing. Lomelli sets, lifts his leg and fires. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Excellent start for Lomelli out of the bullpen. And as we made mention earlier of the consecutive batters retired streak by Daytona pitching, Marauders quietly putting together a nice stretch here. It's 12 retired by Marauders pitching. Only base runner during that stretch, a two-out walk to Gus Steiger in the fourth inning. Danny Lantigua stands in, takes one high and inside. A lot of brushback pitches by both teams tonight, and really doesn't seem to be any ill will, just natural desire to work inside. A couple of pitches getting away accidentally. Next pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. Some time in the prestigious Cape Cod League for Carlos Lomelli, also during his collegiate career. Pitched for the Yarmouth Dennis Red Sox in the summer of 2019. 1-1 offering. Change up, low and outside to the lefty hitter. Not Cape Cod League, producing almost as many future professional broadcasters as it has players. Next pitch is swung on and driven to left field. Should be playable for Jace Bowen. He's charging in toward the line. This is trouble. Drops in fair and bounces into the Tortugas bullpen onto the bullpen mound. Just out of Bowen's reach as the Marauders get it in quickly to the infield. That's a bloop double off the bat of Danny Lantigua. That ball took a high bounce in the air off the turf as it landed just about 8 or 10 inches inside the left field line. Nothing that Jace Bowen or Alexander Mojica or Sung Che Cheng could do about it. All three men were converging on that ball. So now the pressure on Lomelli to pitch the Marauders out of this jam. Marauders bats still yet to wake up tonight, so pitching, trying their best to keep this one within reach. Here's Sebastian Almonte, first pitch swinging, he fouls it back. Righty on righty. Sign as Almonte points that bat skyward. Now into his tall, upright stance. The 0-1 pitch. Taken high and inside. He leans away. Lomelli resting the black glove against his left hip. Now hands together at the belt. Look back at second. 1-1 delivery. That slider misses low. Sebastian Almonte tonight reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Came around to score one of the two runs that inning for the Tortugas. And popped out to the second baseman in the fourth inning. Runner going. Lomelli steps off. Throw to third. Fired on past Alexander Mojica and bounces into the Tortugas bullpen. And the run comes in to score. Tortuga's base runner applying the pressure there. And the Marauders infielders behind Lomelli. Very quickly and loudly yelling, step off, which Lomelli did. But his throw rushed and bounced right through the wickets of Alexander Mojica. So Danny Lantigua comes in to score. As the two-out bloop double does the Marauders in. Now the next pitch to Almonte. Swing and a miss for strike two. Second error of the evening for the Marauders, who, by the way, came in with six errors as a team through nine games, the lowest error total in the Florida State League. Here's the 2-2. Upstairs for ball three. So officially that'll go down as a steal of third for Danny Lantigua, his first steal of the year, and then the throwing error by Lomelli. Next pitch is cut on and missed for strike three, and the inning is over. But another run crosses for the Tortugas. They lead it 3-0 after six innings of play here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lee Compark. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Plan Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome you back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, where the score is Daytona 3, Bradenton nothing. First pitch to Jace Bowen, leading off the seventh for the Marauders, misses high and inside. Mustachioed right-hander Tanner Cooper, still in long relief for the Tortugas, deals and misses low and outside. It is something promotions-wise may have just gone on the crowd. Oh, I see. Sheldon, the Tortugas mascot, out for a visit in the right field. The third base bleachers, rather. This one popped up foul ground by Bowen and finds its way out of play. Sheldon, that's Sheldon with two L's. Because, yes, he does carry a shell on his back. He's visiting with fans over in the stands on the third base side behind the home dugout. Entertaining some fans over there. Jace Bowen tonight down on strikes twice. Count is 2-1 on him here. Pitch by Cooper, swinging at a foul back. Even at 2-2. For the Marauders this evening, no runs, two hits, two errors. Daytona, three runs, five hits, and two errors. Cooper with a 2-2 offering. Bowen swings and pops it up behind home plate, slightly off on the third base side. And this two gets out of play. Wind still blowing in from right field off the Halifax River. 2-2 pitch on its way. Bowen thought about it, took the breaking ball low and outside, and he works the count full. Ball not carrying tonight in the air. So it's been a small ball kind of evening for both teams. 3-2 pitch. Bowen swings and lifts it high to left center field. Fairly deep. Allen sprinting back. Seems to have a bead on it. And moving to his right makes the catch for the first out of the inning. On a regular night, not necessarily saying that ball would have been gone. Ball would have carried a little deeper, though, certainly, off of Bowen's bat. These ballpark dimensions, a little bit smaller than you'll find at Lecom Park. Alexander Mojica stands in next. Wind up in the pitch by Cooper. Mojica looks at one low and outside. 400 feet to straightaway, 17 down the left field line. That's pretty cozy. And 325 down the right field line. Next one low and outside for ball two. Lecom Park, 335 down both lines. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And this is low again. Ball three on Mojica. Marauders trailing by three, trying to punch their way back as we get here into the late innings. 3-0. Fastball. He was taking all the way. That's called a strike. Mm-hmm. Alexander in that open stance from the right side. Gets the 3-1 pitch and swings and pops it out of play first base side. Count runs full on the Marauders' third baseman. Mojica working on an 8-game on-base streak now. Infield single in his first at-bat tonight. 3-2 pitch. Mojica swings and fouls it back, staying alive. Came into tonight's game tied for third in the Florida State League with 5 extra base hits. 3 doubles, 2 homers. 3-2 again. That is taken for strike 3 at the knees, and Mojica can't believe it. Takes a frustrated glance back toward plate umpire Chase Eubanks, but doesn't argue the call. And the strikeout has really plagued Marauders hitters tonight. Lots of swings and misses. That'll bring up Sergio Campagna. Wind up in the pitch by Cooper. First pitch, a bouncer to third. Kicks off the chest of Michelle Triana. Steiger, the shortstop, gets the deflection. Bounces a throw to first. It's not in time. And Campagna beats it out. That was a hard-hit chopper off the bat of Campagna, and Triana couldn't glove it cleanly. Be curious to see the official scoring here. It looks like they're going to charge Triana with an error. Even though the ball was hit hard, it was hit right at Triana. Play certainly could have been made. Good speed on first in Campagna. Here's Juan Jerez to the plate. It's upstairs. Daytona 3, Bradenton nothing, top 7. 1-0 to Jerez. That's high and inside. Wind picking up again. You can hear it a little bit on the crowd bike tonight. Coming right in off the Halifax River over the right field wall. On this breezy and relatively cool April evening here in Daytona Beach. The 2-0. Jerez swings and foul tips it into the mitt. Little snap throw to first. Late snap throw. Campagna back in, standing up safely. Jerez going up out of the zone, chasing that ball. A look at first by Cooper, who brings his hands together. The pitch. Jerez swings and fouls it back. It looks like the official scorer's decision has been reversed on the last play. Campagna will instead get credit for an infield single on that ball deflected off the third baseman, Triana. So Campagna with a two-hit night. Sergio leads off first with two away. Pitch comes. Jerez swings and foul tips it into the mid. Strike 3, inning over. Marauders leave a man stranded on first, and it's time to stretch here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas 3, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanés.
Pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo, antes del juego, y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
They work into the bottom of the seventh inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Home team leading the Marauders 3-0. Gus Steiger, Tortuga's shortstop, leads the way here against right-hander Carlos Lamelli. Who deals? First pitch is in the zone for a strike on the inner half. Spencer Smith with you from Jackie Robinson Ballpark tonight. We thank you for making us a part of your Tuesday evening, wherever you may be listening from. The 0-1 pitch taken a little too high. Long-haired and bearded right-hander Lamelli on for his second inning of relief work tonight. He sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Steiger thinks about swinging, takes just off the corner for ball two. A little bloop double down the left field line in the sixth inning for Daytona. Gave way to a run on an errant throw to third by Lamelli. Next pitch is outside, and take that back, a late strike call. 2-2. Runner broke early from second base after that double. Lamelli scored on the play. Lamelli ready. Here's his 2-2. Steiger takes strike three on the outside corner, and Steiger cannot believe it. And he's gesturing with his left hand outstretched away from his body as if telling plate umpire Chase Eubanks that is way off the plate. And got to say, can understand Steiger's gripe there. As it stands, though, Lamelli earns his third strikeout of the night. And it's back to the top of the order with Austin Hendrick. Pittsburgh native awaits the pitch. Here it is. He swings big and misses. West Allegheny High School in Oakdale, PA, just outside of the city of Pittsburgh. Hendrick, the Reds' first-round pick in 2020. Lomelli fires the 0-1. Hendrick swings big and misses again for strike two. No runs, three hits, two errors for the Marauders. Three runs, five hits, and two errors for the Tortugas. Here's the set. And the 0-2 from the righty. Swing and a foul back. Hendrick gets a piece of it and hangs in there. First of six games here this week for the Marauders in Daytona Beach. Their first and only trip this season to the Jack. Lamelli shaking off a couple of signals from Wyatt Hendry. Now steps off the rubber. Two men trying to come to an agreement. Lamelli pulling at the long black sleeve on his right arm. Now comes into his set position. Lifts his leg and delivers the 0-2. That swung on. A little nubber back to the mound. Lamelli picks it up cleanly. And the sidearm throw to first is right on target for the second out here in the seventh. Jay Allen the second. One for the steal of third base. Carlos Lamelli in Marauders bullpen trying to keep this game close. Lamelli delivers. Allen takes a look at one a tad high. Now we should note that the automated balls and strikes are not being utilized tonight. Chase Eubanks making his own calls this evening. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's swung on and foul back. A foul ball jiggling the protective netting that no joke is about 2 feet in front of my face here in the radio booth. We are thankful that the radio booth and the press box are protected here, much as they are at Lecom Park. Set by Lamelli. The 1-1 pitch. Allen takes upstairs for ball two. Outfield straight away. Infield swung around to the pull side on the righty hitter. The 2-1. That is high again for ball three. Lamelli wearing the black number 24, outlined in gold on the back of his gray Marauders jersey. He comes set. 3-1 toss. That's way outside for ball four. Third walk issued tonight by Marauders pitching. First allowed by Lomeli. And here comes Michelle Triana. Tall, strong, left-handed hitter awaits the first pitch. Pickoff moved to first, and a dive through the air. Back safely into the bag is Jay Allen. Guy you really have to keep an eye on. We mentioned his steal of third back in the first inning. He's now a perfect 6 of 6 in stolen base attempts. Not going here. Pitch is high. Ball one. Not only do you have a board, got a varier times as well. Lomeli sets. Long pause, the delivery, and a swing and a foul back this way, just off to the left. Sounds like a fan out in the crowd. Came away with the ball. Allen with his 6 steals on the year, now tied for 2nd in the Florida State League in that category. Here's the pitch. Taken in the dirt. Great block by Hendry, keeping it in front. Rolls just a few feet up the third baseline. And no movement from Jay Allen. Kell moves to 3-1, though. Michelle Triana. Lomeli deals, and Triana takes first strike, 2 at the knees. Slight cock of the head in the batter's box. Wasn't sure he agreed with the call. Here is the set. Long pause by the righty. Now Lomeli comes home with it, and time called right as the pitch came, and Triana drilled in the leg by what ultimately will not even be ruled a pitch. That was a very late time call granted. And now Triana in some discomfort as he's thankfully on his feet, but he's in the home plate area, bent over the waist, in some discomfort after taking that pitch in the leg. Manager Gookie Dawkins, an athletic trainer for the Tortugas, Josh Hobson, over to take a look at Triana, who has his helmet off, and he's squeezing the lower part of his right shin with his right hand and trying to flex that leg a little bit, now walking on it gingerly, testing the strength of it. And Triana putting the helmet back on, looks like he's determined to continue. So manager Dawkins, and good to see Triana continuing after taking that pitch to his leg. That's some of the danger of a late time call like that. You can see a pitcher get a little confused timing-wise and thrown off. You can see something like that. Pitch to Triana, swung on and missed for strike 3, and the inning is over. A man left stranded on first here in a scoreless frame. Marauders running out of outs. We go to the 8th. Bradenton trailing 3-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Moving to the 8th inning here at Daytona Beach. It remains a 3-0 Tortugas lead over the Marauders. For those just joining us, bottom of the 2nd, Daytona pushing 2 runs across. RBI infield single by Austin Hendrick producing 1 of those runs. And that, unfortunately, knocked Marauders starter Carlos Jimenez out of the game. That Hendrick line drive struck off the leg of Jimenez. He was carted off the field. Daytona getting two runs that inning. They added one more in the sixth. Here is Wyatt Hendrick, the dirt for a ball. Marauders have had a couple of chances, unable to produce any runs thus far. Wind up in the pitch by Cooper. That's a swing and a high drive down the right field line. On the run, the first baseman Ibarra. Does he have room to make a play? No, he does not. Marauders relievers clearing the bullpen bench there in foul ground, making way for Ibarra to make a possible play. Looks like that ball ended up on top of the roof of the clubhouse. 1-1 the count on the Marauders catcher out of San Diego State. Native of Palmdale, California. 1-1 pitch is inside for ball two. Clubhouses here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, in the words of Tortugas broadcaster Justin Rock, painted paradise green. 2-1 pitch. There's a swing and a pop-up. First base side. Ibarra may have room for a play. No, he will not. Foul ball makes it 2-2. That paradise green used by the Tortugas in their color scheme is a very, very bright and vibrant green. Nice splashes of color throughout the ballpark on that particular bright shade of green, complementing the forest green the Tortugas also use. Next offering, cut on a miss, strike three. Down goes Hendry, one away. So one gun for the Marauders. They're quickly running out of outs here. One away in the eighth. That brings up Mike Jarvis, who's 0 for 2. Righty on righty. Tanner Cooper, wind up and the pitch. Jarvis takes one that skips in the dirt. No runs, three hits for the Marauders. Three runs, five hits for the Tortugas. Cooper deals the 1-0. There's a swing and a pop-up right side of the infield. Second baseman Almonte is moving to his left and moves underneath the ball, makes the catch one-handed for the second out. Keeping pace with fly balls and pop-ups and the howling wind coming in from right field tonight. Although it did give rise to a bloop double down the left field line for Daytona in the sixth that ended up producing that third and most recent run. Here's Sung Che Chang. Pitch number one, swung on and foul back. Wind blew that ball down the left field line, just out of Jace Bowen's reach, Marauders left fielder. And it bounced free. 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul back again. Marauders left three men stranded in the second inning, left a man aboard in the seventh. Those are the only two innings they've had base runners. 0-2 to Chang, low and outside. It's been a very quiet night offensively for Bradenton. Cooper peers over the top of his black glove for the signal. His windup. And the 1-2, Chang checks his swing of the pitch low. Did he go? No, he did not. Good job by Chang laying off. Cooper working from the third base side of the rubber. Fires, and Chang watches it go low for ball three. Just below the knees. Marauders would love a two-out base runner here in the eighth inning. Cooper winds and fires. Chang takes just outside for ball four. The Marauders do indeed get a two-out runner. Now Jacob Gonzalez in danger of going hitless in a Marauders uniform for the first time. We'll dig into the box. Jacob 0 for 3 tonight. A couple of flyouts and a strikeout swinging. Tying run waiting in the on-deck circle for Bradenton. Rodolfo Nolasco waits his turn. Here's the pitch. That's a swing and a high drive out to left center field. Back goes left fielder Confidan. This one is onto the warning track and bounces over the wall. And oh boy, that gives the Marauders a terrible break. Sung Che Chang had to be placed back on third base as the ground rule double puts Gonzalez on second base. And now Gonzalez appears to be protesting something. Jonathan Johnston is out to talk to the base umpire, Austin Snow. And I'm not sure if they saw that ball deflected or something by one of the outfielders. That can be about the only argument here that the Marauders could make. And two umpires are going to talk it over now. And it's going to stand. Second and third with two outs. A Marauders coaches and players very quickly appear to see something, and even Gonzalez now is trying to talk to the base umpire, Austin Snow, from about 30 feet away, saying, really? You didn't see that ball deflected again? That's what it seems that they're arguing down there. Marauders just have to take advantage in a different way now. Second and third, two outs. Rodolfo Nolasco, the batter. He represents the tying run at the plate. Here's the pitch. Nolasco takes a strike on the outer half. Rodolfo didn't seem to think so. Jacob Gonzalez's hit streak lives on, though. He's hit safely in his first eight games to begin the year. Pitch. Slider spins onto the outside corner at the knees for strike two. This Daytona pitching staff is locked in tonight. Right-hander leans in for the sign and now sets. 0-2 pitch to Nolasco is swung on and missed for strike three, and the inning is over. Marauders leave two in scoring position. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It is still a 3-0 Daytona advantage. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Another new arm out of the Marauders bullpen tonight. It's right-hander Darvin Garcia, 22-year-old from the Dominican, gets ready to face 4, 5, and 6 in the Daytona order. Tortugas lead the Marauders 3-0. Garcia gets the signal from Hendry and fires. Pitch number one, low and outside to Ruben Ibarra. Big first baseman for the Tortugas, 0-3 tonight. Ground out, a pop out, and a fly out. Here's the 1-0. That fastball right down the middle for a strike. Darvin Garcia on for his fourth appearance of the year. It's been a bumpy start for him. 8 runs allowed on 7 hits over 3 2/3 innings. Next pitch is in there for strike 2 on the outside corner. Garcia breathing heavily through his teeth as he releases each of these pitches. He winds up and fires. 1 to left field. Back goes Bowen. Onto the warning track at the wall. He reaches up and makes the catch. Back up against the wall. Great job by Jace Bowen, realizing where he was in relation to the wall and making the catch. With nary an inch to spare. One away. Ruben Ibarra so close to his first home run of the season. Here's Yerlin Confidan. The pitch to the lefty batter. Swung on and lined hard on. A couple of hops to the shortstop, Chang. He gathers it, throws to first in time. quickly. Two outs for the Tortugas here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Just a little worm burner out there to Chang, who continues to handle all types of hits to him at short perfectly. That'll bring up Hayden Jones, who is 1-for-3 with a run scored. Tortugas, 3, Marauders, nothing. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Darvin Garcia winds and deals, and the pitch swung on and laced hard, foul down the right field line. Opponents hitting 389 off Garcia to begin his season. In a small sample size, the 0-1 pitch, taken low and outside. He's already given up hard contact a couple of times in this one. His assignment simple, though, here in the bottom of the eighth. Keep the Tortugas off the board and keep this game within 3 runs of reach for the Marauders' bats. The 1-1. Fastball right there for strike 2. Actually, may have been an off-speed pitch. Darvin Garcia working quickly. Jones digs back into the left-handed batter's box. Now the wind and the offering by Garcia. That's taken low. Garcia, excellent numbers in the Florida Complex League last year. Looking to get on track here in Bradenton. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul right back this way, and that is right off the facade of the radio booth. It falls all the way down into the Tortugas' dugout. Two balls and two strikes the count on the Tortugas' catcher. Pitch from the righty, swing and a roller towards second. Right there for it is Jarvis. He scoops it and throws to first in time. Inning over, the Marauders down to their last chance. Coming up next here in Daytona Beach, it is Bowen, Mojica, and Campagna due up. Looking for a late comeback. Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation, be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Right-hander Dennis Boatman enters the game for the Tortugas. Long-haired right-hander gets ready to face Jace Bowen. He sets and deals the first pitch of the ninth inning. A fastball blazes into the zone for strike one. Tortugas 3, Marauders nothing as we open up this ninth inning. Bradenton bats pretty quiet all evening long, in danger of being shut out for the first time this season. He's one of them singles. Boatman sets and delivers to Mojica, who takes on the outside corner for a strike. Nebraska swings and it's a bouncer to short. Steiger fields it on a waist-high bounce. Throw to first in time. Two away. It's up to Sergio Campagna to get something going late for the Marauders. Tortuga's leading 3-0. Bradenton needing some last-minute magic. Right-hander fires. Campagna takes one that skips in the dirt. Marauders had a couple of long stretches of the absence of offensive output. Innings 3-5, not a single base runner for Bradenton. The 1-0 pitch from Boatman. Campagna swings big and fouls it back. And it looks like the catcher Jones might have taken the brunt of a backswing there from Campagna. Jones was doubled over on the ground for a moment, and now he's going to get some attention from the athletic trainer, but thankfully it looks like Jones is waving him off. Both Josh Hobson, the athletic trainer for the Tortugas, and manager Gookie Dawkins came out of the dugout. They both turn around and head back. 1-1 on Sergio Campagna. Marauders with nobody on and two outs here in the ninth. Boatman with 1-1 pitch. Campagna takes in the dirt for ball two. Juan Jerez waits on deck, hoping to get a turn tonight. A final turn, that is. Now Boatman wants a fresh ball. Discards the one that he had toward the third base dugout. Leaning in for the sign. Now hands together just below the belt. The 2-1. Campagna swings and lifts it to left center. Fairly shallow. Confidan coming in. Loses his hat in the wind. Gives way to the center fielder Allen, who makes the catch. And that is the ball. Silent tonight in Daytona Beach. And for the first time this season, they are shut out. Final score of 3-0. Tortugas win the series opener. And the Marauders' 10th game of the season is not a fruitful one. We will step aside, and when we come back, we'll give you the Marauders postgame show. Don't go away. It's coming up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. Items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show, coming at you from Daytona Beach, where the Marauders have just fallen to the Daytona Tortugas by a final score of 3-0. The Marauders shut out for the first time this season. Here's how tonight's game unfolded. Bottom of the second inning, the game's first run scored, and it would turn out to be the only runs the Tortugas would need. With one out, a single by Hayden Jones, Danny Lantigua followed with a single of his own. Sebastian Almonte then reached on a fielder's choice, and after a walk by Gus Steiger, an infield single by Austin Hendrick was lined off the leg of Marauders right-handed starter Carlos Jimenez. Jimenez hit the ground hard and unfortunately had to be carted off the field and to the Marauders clubhouse where he was tended to. So once again, our thoughts are with Carlos Jimenez, wherever that ball hit off his leg may be ailing him exactly, and we certainly hope to see him back in action as soon as possible. From there, tall left-hander Jake Sweeney took over, and he did a great job. 3 1/3 scoreless innings behind Jimenez in early unexpected relief as Jonathan Johnson had to make that early move to the bullpen. Score remained 2-0 from the second inning all the way into the sixth inning, where the Tortugas added one more run. Danny Lantigua blooped a double down the left field line, a bit of a wind-aided double that just fell out of reach up the line for a fair ball. He then stole third base on an early steal, drew a wild throw from pitcher Carlos Lomeli, who stepped off and scored on that errant throw. That would be the rest of the scoring that we would see tonight. The Marauders were unable to piece anything together offensively. Bradenton manages just four hits. They were not without a couple of opportunities, though. Marauders loaded the bases with one out in the second inning. A fielder's choice saw the lead runner retired at home plate on a forced play, and a fly out to right field ended that threat. In the eighth inning, another Marauders threat appeared to be imminent. Sungjae Chang drew a two-out walk. Jacob Gonzalez hit a ground rule double that bounced over the wall in left center field, but a strikeout swinging by Rodolfo Nolasco left two men in scoring position. So the Marauders finish with just four hits tonight, only one of them for extra bases, and the Marauders drop to 7-3 on the season. The Tortugas improve to 4-6. The final totals in this game for the Marauders: no runs, four hits, two errors. They left six men on base. And for the Tortugas, three runs on five hits. They committed two errors and also left six men on base. Winning pitcher is Tanner Cooper for the Tortugas. He goes four scoreless, striking out six behind starter Javi Rivera, who goes four scoreless also and struck out seven. Loss goes to Carlos Jimenez. Again, our thoughts are with him as he recovers from that batted ball off his leg. And the save goes to Dennis Boatman. That is his second of the season. Time of game, a snappy 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,656. It was 66 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch here in Daytona Beach. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. .org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, where the Marauders postgame show continues. It is time to name the Marauders player of the game, and tonight those honors go to left-hander Jake Sweeney. He kept the Marauders in the game with 3 1/3 scoreless and hitless innings. Sweeney strikes out 4, walking only 1, and even inherited a couple of base runners in the second inning when he took over. He was able to strand those two men and did a fantastic job doing his part in keeping the Marauders in the game and keeping the Tortugas within reach. Jake Sweeney, out of the bullpen, is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Series continues tomorrow with another 7.05 p.m. first pitch as game number 2 rolls along with left-hander Luis Peralta scheduled to go for the Marauders. He'll be faced by right-hander Jose Franco for the Tortugas. Will be on the air at 6.50 p.m. once again for the pregame coverage. So once again, the final score tonight, Daytona Tortugas 3 and the Bradenton Marauders nothing. The Marauders shut out for the first time in the 2022 season. That'll do it for us here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Daytona Beach.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.